Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Well, everyone, today is going to be really exciting. We're going to be talking about seeing Christ and where He's appearing. A good question to ask yourself is, do you have a revelation of His many-member body and your part in it? What's your expression in His body? I'm Ron, your host, and today we're going to be discussing the amazing revelation of how Christ is appearing today in a many-membered body.
It is amazing how Christ is coming forth in a many-membered body.
Yeah, that's right.
Early on in the New Testament, they were looking for God to come, Christ to come. They were looking for the king to set him free from the Romans. And even after Christ's crucifixion, there were a lot of false Christs.
Yes.
And so people had a tendency to run here, run there. Mm-hmm. And he warned them, carefully warned them, don't do that. And if you read through the scripture, what it boiled down to is Christ in you is the hope of glory. You don't have to go, because He's going to come to you. He's going to fill you with the Holy Spirit, and He's going to give you, this is one of my favorite sayings of late, all things.
Yes.
God wants to give you all things, which is another scripture, exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can ask or think. So, if all that is coming to me, why would I go look somewhere else? Right. Why would I run here, run there? So then what happens? God fills you and He commissions you. You take what your mentor, what your teacher taught you, and you take it and deliver it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So by virtue of God giving you all things, you take it and you give it as a commandment. Mm-hmm. And the thing of the body of Christ, that which every joint supplies, first thing we supply is love. Mm-hmm. Love is like the blood that flows among us, gives us life. And that love is freighted with who you are, what God has created you to be, and you communicate that by virtue of Him giving you all things. God will tap on you, the Holy Spirit, and He will cause you to deliver exactly what that person needs.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
And one of the things that happens to me is He'll deliver to me exactly what I need. It's not an exclusive thing. And I'm so excited about the growth and the coming together of the body of Christ, because there is so much that I want to learn and have imparted to me and be a part of the different parts of the body, the feet that walk, the ears that hear, the muscles that make the legs walk, the heart that pumps the blood. There's not one part of our bodies that are not important and intertwined to mm-hmm. do the job.
Right, mm-hmm. That's right.
Just the impartation of what you were speaking and the revelation of the many-membered body, the expression. I've been noticing the diversity, even with the fellowship of people that I'm acquainted with, because we're becoming more free. There's more of a diversity that is expressed. But in myself, I'm learning to enjoy the diversity. I'm learning that the Lord is expressing Himself in many, many facets. Yeah. And you want to learn that. You don't want it to be one way, because God's not one thing. He's unfathomable And I think we're going to find, and I think we are finding, that a lot of the things that we call division never was division. It was just a different manifestation of God, of Christ in the earth. And because it was different, we labeled it as wrong, or we labeled it as we separated ourselves from it to our own hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something happening in the body of Christ now where people are awakening to the fact that love is more important than being right. Love is more important than standing behind my doctrine of walls and saying, you're wrong and I'm right. People are starting to at least bring their walls down a little bit and starting to peer over it and starting to get the vision, get the feeling that the person that they thought was their enemy wasn't their enemy after all.
No.
It was another brother in Christ. He may think differently than you do. He may have his own beliefs and doctrines. My goodness, that's not where we start anyway. If you really get into the scriptures, it's not, you know, everyone's going to have the same faith right away. I mean, God will bring it. There is a faith, and there we will have a unity of the faith, but that'd be something maybe further on down the line. Right now, it's the unity of the Spirit. It's the bond of peace. It's the love of Christ that's to control us, not our doctrines. It doesn't say anything about our doctrines controlling us. It's the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that scripture says, when Christ does come in the flesh as a singular individual, the big thing is, how did you treat me? Did you feed me?
Right.
Did you clothe me? Did you come to me in prison? Well, when did we miss all that, Lord? Well, when you did not do it to the least of these, my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
You did it to me.
That's right.
You know, you're reminding me of that very well-known story of the elephant and the blind man working and touching different parts of the elephant. You know, you have one that feels like a barn door, which is the side. The tail feels like a snake, and the feet feel like a trunk of a tree. There's all the different aspects, and they're blind, and so each one is describing what they feel, and it's true, and it's right. And the revelation that people have had over the years have all been correct and of the Lord. But when you stop and hang on and, if you will, build walls around what your revelation is, then you don't open up to someone else's perspective and what the Lord is showing them. And that's where we need to open up to one another and see that God has given a gift of another person who speaks a little differently than I do, and I need to hear. It's like we should have that attitude in us that perhaps the Lord is going to speak through to me through a person.
Right.
And that should be our anticipation all the time. You know, I don't care if you're in a grocery store. I don't care if you're walking down the street. It doesn't matter. If somebody says hi to you, is that the Lord saying hi? And that should be our anticipation, because he wants to communicate with us. And how does he do it? Through human vessels. And so he is all things to all men. But you know what? He can't be if you're locked in and you're not open to hear what he has to say from another vessel. Is the Holy Spirit real? Absolutely. Some people don't believe it functions today. I'm sorry. You know, he really does. Do you have a meeting with Jesus Christ? Yeah, maybe. I'm not going to negate it. You know, I'm not going to negate anything that anyone believes, because I might need to learn about what they experienced. I love what we're talking about, because this should be an exposure to the fact that Christ is not divided.
Right.
He is one.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What does that oneness mean? It's like an orchestra.
Yes.
You have many instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And each one probably sounds pretty good by itself. But when you get the oboe in there, and you get the violins, and the cello, the piano, the kettle drums, and join it all together, my goodness, what a magnificent synergistic sound it makes. And that's what we want to hear. If everything is homogenized or mixed up till it all becomes the same thing, that's not God. I'm just excited because Christ is in people. You know, when God created the heavens and the earth, he made man in his own image. He has a peace in us. Just because we don't recognize it does not mean he's not there. And the other part, what you were talking about earlier, Ron, is when you accept Christ into your heart, why do you look up in the sky for him? He's in your heart. He's in us. And so it's not so much that he all of a sudden came in there. It's this we became aware that he is already in us. That's what I really enjoy. I really love when we can just communicate and people start just to open up and sense another aspect of what the Lord is trying to show them.
You know, I was thinking about the thousand faces of God.
Yeah.
A thousand faces of God could be a thousand people.
You bet.
Could be thousands of people, you know, just representing another aspect of the Lord himself, of the Father, mm-hmm. of his heart, of who he is and who he wants us to be, wants to show us as he is. It's amazing. And it just brings such a oneness to the body. It makes you think of a body too, with him as the head and every functioning part functioning together as one. If we're functioning, then we should be free, right?
Yes.
We're talking about the different diversities. I was thinking when you were talking, Deb, of the different nations.
Yes.
The different races.
Mm-hmm.
And the expressions of worship, the different manifestations of worship.
Yes.
One that came up to me right away was the black people.
Yeah, I love it.
The wonderful worship that I've seen manifested through them, it's a gift.
Oh, yeah.
It's something the Lord put there. Mm-hmm. The Spanish people. Now, to me, what the Spanish people have is they have this family gift.
Yes.
You get around them, and they're family.
Mm-hmm.
There's just gifts that God's put in nations of races. Because of Satan's deception, we've walled ourselves off from different races because they're different, and so we've called it division, and there's hidden gifts. God's gifts are already in the earth. They're already here. It's this that we're bringing our walls down, getting rid of our fears, throwing our fear out of one another, and opening up to God's love and beginning to find who Christ is, find Christ's gifts that really, honestly, when we start finding them, they're going to be treasures to us because of the things that God has made us in such a way that we are not all sufficient in ourselves.
Right.
We are not.
Correct.
And some of the big things that we've missed and the things that we've suffered under, I believe the answers are already here. It's just that God requires us to be interdependent.
Yes.
And as long as we're walled off, we're walling off our very answer.
That's right.
Correct.
We're walling off Christ that has our answer. We don't have to reach into heaven to bring him down or into the abyss to bring him up. He's already here.
Right.
He's already placed his gifts and his presence in mankind. We just got to get out of our division and our fear and open up to him.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to jump on that, Ron, because he's already here.
Today, we have seen that as we open up to our brothers in love, we begin to see the many diverse expressions of Christ in his body and how we fit into this amazing unfolding appearing of Christ in the earth today.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.